Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. John and I are so excited to introduce you to episode number 427 of the MailRight Show. And today, if you are a fan of real estate systems, we're going to be talking about Sync and Boomtown. Now, these systems aren't going to be wildly searched right now because we're in the middle of one of the biggest upheavals the real estate industry has ever seen. However, that will soon pass and everybody's going to be coming back and circling back around for the newest, latest information on these systems. And that's what we intend to give you today, the information that you're going to need in order to make a great decision about your next real estate system. And we're going to look at Sync and Boomtown. Before we do, I would love it, John, if you could go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience.
Thanks, Rob. I'm the joint founder of mail-right.com. We're a CRM, a lead generative platform. Plus, we provide really fantastic looking websites through WordPress. Back over to you, Robert.
Beautiful. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into Sync and Boomtown. And before we do that, I want to let everybody know that while there's a lot of reviews and we're going to just do a verbal overview today, we're not going to look at the system. I actually do have two reviews up in which I got user licenses for each of these systems. I get a lot of questions, Sean, about the age of these reviews because I don't update them very often. And the reason is simple. These companies do not actually update their platform in any meaningful way for years and years and years at a time. My updates, my reviews in terms of what the system looks like are still 95% accurate, maybe even 97, 98% accurate. Yeah. So John and I are going to do an informational download about our current thoughts and opinions about the way these systems are positioned today. And John has gone ahead, as he always does, and done an incredible job, prepared a deep list. And the first question, which I think is brilliant, which is, who is Boomtown versus Sync best aimed at? So I'm going to let you open up with what your thoughts are about that.
Well, my personally, watching your reviews, and I have actually, not with Boomtown, but we actually had a couple of people that we were helping use Sync. So I haven't got first-hand knowledge with Boomtown, only my own research. I do have first-hand knowledge with Sync. With Sync, really powerful system, ridiculously complicated. You needed a load of training. One of the persons that we were working with kept complaining about the bits that we were supplying. I thought, you must be kidding. You're having to spend almost 30 hours training with this bloody Sync, and they charge for it as well. I think I'm correct. They charge for the training to utilize their enormously complicated system. So, and I think Boomtown isn't too far behind. So I think it's really, really power users, individual agent that's got a reasonably large power team, or brokerage. I really can't, apart from those two examples, I can't really see why somebody would use either, to be quite truthful. But in those two examples that I've given, I think their other problem, and I'd be interested in your thoughts, is KV Core. Because the one that was spent a gobby enormous amount of money on training with Sync, about 6 months later, he went to KV Core. He moved to KV Core. And I think KV Core can run the similar numbers as these. I don't think it's as good as either of these. But you might have a totally different opinion, so I'd be interested in that. Back over to you, Robert.
As the years have been rolling on, Sync has been less about a real estate lead generation system and more about a total back-end automation system.
Yeah.
Currently, they've got banking integrations that are unique to them. They've got property management integrations. They've got mortgage integrations. They've got HOA integrations. And all of those things are basically like CRMs for each of those individual services. They're far less about being a real estate lead generation system. And they're also far less about being a real estate lead generation system as it relates to everybody else, like everybody else in the industry, and they've got a different profile that they use for this called Sync Systems, which is connected to their real estate product. So they started off with the real estate product, started developing all these tools in the back end to service real estate, and then spun it off into another website and another set of services. And they definitely are focusing all of their development and innovation time on integrations that really don't relate directly to the average real estate agent or even the average real estate team. They're kind of going to be the global, like, if I could best put it, they had the same idea that Ben Kinney did with Place, except they're years out ahead in terms of actually making the nuts and bolts. Now, Ben Kinney has all the excitement, John, and he's raised $1 billion for Place. But Sync has the actual tools. I didn't realize how much or how deep they had gone into this until I did a little bit of research for the show and realized that they've been doing sideways development for a while. Sync Pro is what we all know as their lead generation system. That's what you and I are talking about right now, is Sync Pro. And Sync Pro is different than some of the other stuff that they've been doing. Sync Pro hasn't really updated at all, like in the last number of years. Sync Pro is a very limited version of these tools that connects into an incredibly basic real estate website and doesn't necessarily, like, I'm looking through here and I'm looking for updates. Like, here's what I do, ladies and gentlemen. I've said this and I've done this, and John, I've done this in countless like reviews. I go onto the website and see what they've been talking about. Are they updating their customers? Are they updating their internal or external customers at all? And I look for updates, because if you are updating your system, like you do with MailRite, and you had a big audience already, a big group, big everything, wouldn't you take the time to tell everybody how awesome you were doing if you were updating?
I think their main problem, if you're used talking about Sync, is their website offerings, because they're painful, far as I'm concerned, even compared to KV. I think KV Core's done more than what they've done. That's saying something, isn't it? I'm a bit sassy today. I've done another podcast and I was a bit sassy on that, so I feel a bit pumped up. I've had too much coffee, Rob. It could be a bit evil, my comments, so I might get some emails instead of Rob. So there we go. But I can't see, apart from the website thing, I don't really see what much more they can do. But I think what they're doing is what you laid out. They're doing more on the integration. If you're kind of a largish broker and you wanted a one Swiss Army knife for all your back end stuff, that's what they're concentrating on, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. And you know what? As with most of my competitors, like, let me just say, everybody, for the sake of this article, I went in and started to read the Sync blog, and they've definitely increased their presence there. Since they advertise against me at Inbound REM actively, I feel like they're paying attention to what I'm saying. And they're doing a lot of things where they're doing real estate lead value index, and that's basically where they indicate, hey, a dollar spent in leads is supposed to be 13% commission. Okay. I have no idea if that metric is theirs or if they're pulling average lead value, but I can tell you it's a lot of spreadsheets and a lot of percentages. And I do not know a single agent making any of these numbers. So I do not know what they're talking about. I don't have anybody that's pulling in a 13-to-1 ROI on PPC right now. So I don't know where they're getting their data from. But if any of you are listening to the show, just as a quick aside, and you are getting a better than 13-to-1 off a PPC budget using any lead system whatsoever, let us know. Drop us a comment, because I'd love to be proven wrong. I would love to be wrong.
So let's go on to the next one then, because we're almost 9 minutes in. So okay, what's the difference between the two? What's any really fundamental differences between the two CRMs, Rob?
Oh, tons. Sync is an all-in-one and it's super complex. And you can, like, if you have got like super complicated back-end payment structures that connect into your front-end sales process. So essentially very large teams with very complex financial arrangements, like many, many affiliate partners, mortgage brokers that partner with you, many people that write loans for you, many people that refer business to you. Sync is one of the hands that, like, if you can comb through it and create a CTO type expert and get all the training, and you are right, they oftentimes charge for their trainings. If you can do all of that, then Sync is a hands down choice. Now, Boomtown is a simplified lead generation platform built for teams of salespeople that are small to medium size that are hunters. And you guys can, everybody can see my reviews, including you, John, where I really drill deep it down into that and lay a foundation for why I say that, those two things. Like, why is it that I feel that those two systems are built that way and who they're built for? What do you think, though? What do you think? You've watched my reviews and you've done so probably more recently than I dropped them, so that than I have. So what do you think the two key differences are?
Well, number one, Boomtown is built on WordPress, but multi-site. I think that is still the case. Better looking website than Sync. But that's not saying too much, is it? And I think if you're an individual agent with a reasonably large team underneath you or a broker, and you're on the mentality to be, look at all the data and look at where all the leads are coming from and spend their hours and then actually have Excel or database and you're keeping track of all your hours, blah, blah, blah. It's probably worth it. So if you're in the hunter mode and you're up for it, but I think there's only a small, sizable, because sizable, still a sizable niche. But I think you've got to have the mindset and the knowledge and the resources to make either. But if you're in the lead generative mindset, you're going to go with Boomtown, aren't you?
Yeah, and speaking of Boomtown versus Sync, it's small, medium teams versus large teams with complex backend scenarios. That's Sync. Ease of use is what I'd say the difference between Boomtown and Sync is, if I had to put it down to one sentence for number two. Ease of use. Boomtown's easier by far. Actually, everybody's easier than Sync.
Yeah. So let's go to number three before we go for our break. What are the two platforms' key strengths and weaknesses, Rob? One or two before we go for our break?
Sure. I mean, if I was looking for a sophisticated back-end system that was already developed, there's no doubt in my mind that I would be taking a strong look at Sync, comparing the 100 or so features that it has in the back-end of the platform and seeing if they met my needs. That's a strength. The weakness is doing that comparison, doing a dive into Sync. It's going to be expensive and time-consuming. That's the weakness for them. Boomtown is easier to use by far, way overpriced for what you're getting. I don't know if that's a weakness, but they have been so like outvalued inside the CRM world. I've got no words for it. They used to be bleeding edge. Like for a long time, they were bleeding edge, John. And then they become kind of like, they have a slightly better looking website. They've got a little bit more thought and passion put into their products. No doubt about it. They've got a better looking like IDX, which they built. There are a lot of strengths with it that they've got, but they haven't really changed all that much in over 8 years, and it shows. That's what I got.
Yeah, I think with Sync, I'm not sure. I think they might have got bought out by these people, but
Fidelity National Mortgage, yeah, they did.
No, I was talking about Boston Logic. I think they're trying to build.
Really?
I think they're trying to build a competitor to Boston Logic. Boston Logic kind of built custom solutions for large brokerages. That was their bag. But I think Boston Logic either bought somebody. Did they bought Boomtown? I think they might have bought Boomtown. I'm not sure. I'm getting confused, Robert, but it happens often, doesn't it, Robert?
So property-based and Boston Logic partnered up to build a website slash like real estate, like lead gen system. So there's that. That was in 2018 that they made that announcement. I still haven't actually seen the final product. I don't know. I have no idea if they did that. I know they announced it. And I don't think that Boston Logic got bought by anybody because they were raising money like 6-7 years ago for all private equity money. Now, whether or not that's remained the same, who knows? I don't know. I do not know.
I just felt they were going, because I knew before we go for a break, I knew the owner's son of Dickinson's, which is the, I think, the largest independent brokerages in Northern Nevada. And they were looking for a solution. I was having a chat with him and they went with Boston Logic. Mm-hmm. So I know they were, but they had like 500, 600 agents. So he was looking for a whole Swiss army. That's why I think Sync, well, I'll be totally wrong. Shall we go for a break, Rob?
Let's do it. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing kind of a deep dive today. So if there's any place that you find this, you know, share it with your other real estate friends, share it in your real estate groups. And if that would be the way you'd thank me and John and leaving us comments. We'll be right back.
Do you want quality leads from homeowners and buyers right in your own neighborhood? Then you need MailRight. It is a powerful but easy to use online marketing system that uses Facebook to generate real estate leads at a fraction of the cost you'd pay from our competition. We stand behind our work with a no question asked 30-day money back guarantee. So don't delay. Get started today. Go to mail-right.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 427 of the MailRight Show. Today, we're talking about Boomtown versus Sync. We're doing an honest review for 2024 because John and I are notorious for being dishonest. all right. Number four, regarding the functionality price matrix, which is the best value? Now, do you want to take a stab at this? Or do you want me to just like, you know, I've got a lot to say on all of this stuff.
Well, I shouldn't do this because trying to work out what's going on in Rob's mind is not really possible, really. But I presume if you're looking for, if you're that size of brokerages and you're really looking for a real back end, and I find it, I know this is a bit of a sweeping statement, really, but I of a certain type of medium regional brokerage, they have somebody who's their marketing guru, their analytical guru, and they tend to go with Google paid adverts and other, and they track everything. They've got somebody on board, and they're also looking for a kind of Swiss Army knife for all the back end. So I think they'd probably look at Sync. But I think if you're a smaller team and you're still using, they tend not to go, which is the wrong attitude, because they should combine it with content, you know, what you specialize in. But I just find that it's a mindset. They should combine both, but they tend to go with the paid thing. But if they're more hunter, as you say, they're probably going to go with, they're better off with Boomtown, aren't they?
Yeah, in terms of price matrix, ladies and gentlemen, when Boomtown was doing some exciting collaborations with like Craigslist, and they had some innovative advertising strategies that connected directly into the back of the platform. And now they've lost most of the races. Chime is just as easy to use from a platform perspective. They're not nearly as valuable from the website perspective. But since Boomtown made the decision a long time ago to go with multi-sites, there's actually not, while the actual site performs better for Boomtown than it does for a company like Chime, you don't end up seeing the value out of building on WordPress because you don't own it. You don't have control of it. You don't own it. And Boomtown will take your iteration of that website and do something else with it when you leave. Maybe repurpose it, which is great for them and horrible for you, the end user who spent all the money building up the domain authority and value, because that's what you're doing when you advertise to a URL consistently. in terms of the best value for your money right now in 2024, I absolutely would probably say Sing. Because the complicated, like really specific things the Sing system can do, I don't know that, Boomtown has never been very friendly on the integration side. And that is more and more what the modern millennium is becoming about. And Boomtown is terrible. All of that, Sync is better. And they've got a lot of custom development. So I just think that for them, but they're both wildly overpriced. Just for the record. That's what I have to say.
So let's go on to number five, because you've done enormous deep dives. So are there any particular peculiarities that apply to individual or each platform that you think people should know about?
I think that back in the days in which I think it was Alan was in charge of Boomtown, there was a vast difference between Sync and Boomtown. They both have incredibly strong management companies. There's a dual CEO thing going on over at Sync, or there was when I last researched it. And Greer Allen, who is one of the more charismatic, personable, like really dedicated CEOs, was the founder and owner of Boomtown. And Greer went out, the only money he ever raised was to buy a big building in the middle of the city that they're in and bring all of his team members together to create a better working atmosphere. That kind of dedication, the fact that they focused on high touch, Boomtown was very ahead of its time in certain regards and still is. You still get a high touch onboarding process with a dedicated team. I honestly think that the strength of each of these teams would be in the people, not the platform. The platform technology on both sides is antiquated at this point. And you can sit here and go, we would need to do a show on each one of these things. Like I would need to deep dive it for you and explain what other systems do better for each one of these performance metrics, why AI is changing the game, what you could expect, where you should go, if for no other reason than keeping this simple, Sync or Chime offers many of the same pieces of functionality of Boomtown for half the price. I'm not recommending Chime, by the way.
Yeah. I think one thing that I think you've touched on your videos, and I think we've touched upon it, is I think it applies to Sync as well, but Boomtown, if you want to take your data out and put it in another platform, they're not going to make it easy, or they're going to say no. Am I right about that statement? And I think it's
100%. It's terrible. Customer service policies at Boomtown are 10 years old, and they weren't good to start with, and they're terrible in today's marketplace. Terrible. And Sync is better, but they've got still some unfriendly customer service policies on the front end. And both of these companies have not pivoted to the current revolution that's happening. That is like the influencer style marketing, where really, honestly, most people that are their customers are looking for answers online and they're finding them from third parties, because Boomtown and Sync have not bothered to really build out a strong content library about how to use their own platform. They're both locked in the dark ages in terms of, let's not reveal all the details of our systems online where anybody can find it. Whereas, of course, they can find it. They just have to search harder, and then it's not going to be you. It's not going to be inside your control. It is crazy to me how neither one of these companies have embraced video to the level that they should from an informational standpoint. Like, you want your users coming to you in your own channel in order to figure out all the answers. And not, they both have channels. They're just not what they should be, in my opinion. So that ease of use, that knowledge that you and I talk about incessantly, that is my touchstone for everybody, which is pretty simple. Do you have the ability to make your products and services understandable and usable by other people? And if the answer to that is no, or not very easily, then what are you doing?
Well, I say that the only thing that comes to mind, it's not a criticism, but in the middle to higher level power team or brokerage, you've got Chime, you've got Sync, you've got Boomtown. Is there any of these higher level systems that are reasonably easy to use anyway? I don't think there is there?
The system that has become easiest to use, that has the most of this available from its user base, by the way, is KV Corp.
Oh, right, you're right about that. I see where you're coming from. Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about. Like, you've got, if I want to know how to use KV Corp, that's why KV Corp is dominating the landscape, my friend. In my opinion, they've got so many user-based videos, so many great videos from so many different practicing real estate agents that say, this is the way I'm using the system, you know, and making money at it. Like SCT, so there's a guy on SCT Team Leader, like there's one video 9 months ago on Sync that's talking about, like, Sync is starting to slowly but surely build some kind of video library. Like, they've got some videos coming out. Not many. 5 days ago, Sync University Real Estate Training, Sync Shorts, who knows? Sync CEO on NAR Settlement. Oh, somebody said something from Sync on the NAR Settlement 30 days ago. I'm going to have to watch it. Like, wow, somebody actually got online and actually said something. That's pretty impressive. I mean, never mind. Considering how big of a company they are, I mean, my audience is almost as big as Sync's on you. I mean, and good God, man. I think they got bought for what, $125 million? I don't know what the number is, but it was ridiculous. I know that. Like, crazy big company with very little focus on their users. Like, in terms of the way that people are actually trying to get information and use information online. Like that, and Boomtown is guilty of the same.
So just to finish off, generally, can you give like one persona for each product, give a kind of ideal persona of who would get the most from each platform to kind of finish off the podcast, Rob?
Sure. Multi-focused real estate teams with complicated back-end systems, real estate companies that focus on property management, sales, lease, rehabbing, construction, things like that. Sync is a hands-down winner for you. Hands down. They're who you should look at. There's really nobody else I could recommend. You're doing a multi-focused real estate business of intermittent size, or let's say you own a very large, there's a great example. For those people that are listening to the show right now, go out and look at Tarvin Realtors in New Jersey. It's a multi-focused, multi-generational real estate company, and each kid in the company has taken on a new real estate vertical. So they do everything. In their part of New Jersey. I mean, everything. They do buying, selling, rehabbing, or at least they did when I last looked. And they do commercial, they do property management, they do everything. That would be who might look at Sync. Okay? That's the target customer profile that this would still be a hands-down winner for. Boomtown, the persona, or Boomtown is still kind of a leader in the small to mid-sized team space. And it, for the persona of the customer, and this is a little bit more complicated to explain, but I think that small to mid-size real estate brokerages without a competent CMO or CTO on staff, which is most of the teams that are out there, like they don't have a tech person, they don't have anybody that's really doing that for them. So when that is all the case, that's when the customer service and the help, the outreach, the management that Boomtown does on the client-facing side, that's when that money becomes absolutely justifiable. That's when I am wrong about justifying the cost of the system, is when you want to leverage that kind of in-person training. You get assigned an account rep, or at least you did. And then all the reports that I got from Boomtown clients said that those trainings, those one-to-one interactions were always incredibly valuable. So like almost a universal 5-star rating, which is why I say that's where probably Boomtown shines. But who needs that specifically, John? That's a little harder to answer.
You're gonna sit down again.
Oh, sure. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I started pacing.
You did? He was getting excited there, folks.
No, I'm sorry. I forgot that you were doing the screen thing. I'm so sorry.
I think I was getting worried, getting fed up looking at my phone.
Yes. I was pacing. I forgot where we were.
He was pacing. I think it's been an excellent show. We're not gone too over. And I think so just to finish off, I think your answer number six is a good finishing off. So back over to you, Rob. I think we'll finish it.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for doing our updated review on these systems. If anybody would like to update my knowledge, I am always up for that. You can reach out to me at robert@inboundrem.com. You can also go to my website, inboundrem.com, and use any of my contact forms and say that you'd like to update my knowledge about Sync or Boomtown. If you're using these systems, have used them recently, or disagree with anything I said, I am always open to having another conversation about the platform. Over to you, John.
Yeah, and if you're looking to have a nice looking website on WordPress, we're using Gutenberg, and we've got a lovely platform for lead generation as part of our lovely WordPress website. So if that's interesting, go over to mel-wright.com and book a chat with me or Adam. Back over to you, Rob.
Beautiful. Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. The show is wrapped up. John and I are just so grateful for your ears, your eyes, everything in between. Have a great day.